my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 157, The Peace of God. Listen to this word. Let it land. Do not be anxious about anything, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Anxiety has a voice, my friend, and it is loud. It gets up before you do. It's already sitting on the edge of the bed when you open your eyes. It demands. It charges. It repeats the name of the problem over and over until you can't think about anything else. And the heart pays the price. Worn thin, tight in the chest, short of breath. But Paul doesn't write this word from a comfortable place. He writes it from a prison cell with chains on his wrists. And even so, he says, do not be anxious about anything, not because the problem is gone, but because he found a better trade. The trade is this. Instead of carrying it, pray. Paul says, in everything by prayer. Everything. Not just the big crises, the small daily weight has an address too, and that address is God. What you place in his hands stops crushing yours. But there's something Paul adds that changes everything with thanksgiving. It's not just asking, it's asking while remembering. You pray with the memory of what God has already done, and when you remember, fear loses its grip. Gratitude reframes the heart. It says, the God who came through before, that same God is listening right now. And then Paul says something that sounds simple, but isn't. Make your requests known. Be specific. Vagueness feeds worry. When the problem stays blurry in the mind, it grows. But when you name it, when you tell God exactly what it is that weighs on you, a named request meets an answer. God is not generic. He is personal. He wants to hear the name of the burden from your own mouth. And then comes the promise. The peace of God, and Paul is careful to say, it surpasses all understanding. That peace stands. Sentry. Like a guard posted at the gate, around your heart, around your mind. It is not the absence of trouble. It is a presence, a protection that logic cannot explain and the world cannot give. You can be in the middle of the storm and have this peace. Paul himself was the proof, right there in that cell. God is not asking you to pretend everything is fine. He is offering you something far better than that. The trade. You bring the weight. He gives the peace. So here is today's call, and I don't want you to let it slip by. Pick up a piece of paper or your phone and write it down. Write the single biggest worry that is sitting on your heart right now. Just one. Then pray over it with gratitude, with specificity, with faith, and then write next to it, left with God, in writing. Because what is written down no longer needs to keep spinning in your head. Make the trade today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.